Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we're going to be looking at old YouTube videos that I enjoyed watching. I've got a whole bunch of them because I've been using YouTube for about as long as YouTube has been a thing. So, I've got a whole bunch of YouTube videos in my favorites list, so let's get right into it.
Berkeley Station, this is downtown Berkeley Station.
Oh, here's a video called The Whiskey Rebellion, The Goonies Song. This is a song by the band The Whiskey Rebellion, and it's a song about the Goonies, about the movie, and they... They sing about One-Eyed Willie and such, and they do this thing where there's this motif in the soundtrack of the movie that's like do-do-do, and they do that in the song, like they have a riff that goes do-do-do, it's like a callback to that song, to that soundtrack. Here's one with, it's called Cat Plays Theremin, and it's about a cat playing a theremin. It's kind of a long hair. And it's like pawing at this antenna. It's not really a theremin. It's one of those kit theremins that more like a toy that doesn't really behave like a theremin does. And it, at the end of the video, the camera looks down and there's another cat looking up. Now here's a video called Elliot Smith Independence Day. And that's a live performance of the song. From like probably 1996, I'm guessing. Pretty sure that was before he killed himself. And it's a good performance. In the album version of the song, it uses a drum loop, but in this version, they have the drummer from Sleater-Kinney performing live drums, and she does a good job replicating the drum loop. And she does this thing at the end of the concert where she like. Looks so nervous and then runs off like, oh, I think I see my ex in the audience. Now here's a video called Slipknot Wait and Bleed Radio Disney Version. It's like this guy does genre busting covers of various songs. Like he keeps like, oh, here's a song that's not metal, let's like make it metal. Or here's a song that's metal, let's make it not metal. And this one is probably my favorite of those. It's probably the best done. I remember being really enamored with the chord progression in the chorus and trying to figure it out, do a harmonic analysis. And it had this circle of fifth thing going that I eventually figured out what it was. Here's a video called Mark Salud on Yourself Presents. And it's a... A video from Public Access TV in San Diego where Mark Salud, who's like a tracker scene person, is playing some of his music live in a tracker on an Amiga. And by live, I mean he mutes the channel with the lead in it and plays the lead on his Amiga keyboard. That's a sort of an interesting thing that I guess they wanted to put on live on Public Access TV. Here's a video called The Bechdel Test for Women in Movies. This was like my introduction to what the Bechdel Test was, and that's an interesting thing. I like that one. Here's a video called Creepy Child Robot. I guess, I don't remember it, but I guess it has a Creepy Child Robot in it probably. Here's a video called DuckTales TV Intro Alternate, which it's like, it's got the DuckTales theme song and then some live action ducks in costume and not safe for work stuff happens. Kind of gross, like nightmare fuel stuff. And there's a video called New Kids on the Block commercial where it tells you to call 1-900-909-5KIDS. Where you can sort of talk to the new kids on the block. I mean, or sort of listen to them and, like, pay money per minute. Now here's a video called Poodle Exercise with Humans. And here's a picture of, like, some people in poodle costumes and they're exercising. And they say things like, pump your arms like you're in the mud. There's a video called Don't Argue with an Ibex, and it's a video of a guy trying to interview an Ibex, and the Ibex keeps yelling at him and spitting in his face. It's pretty amusing. Here's a video called Dueling Carls, a Talking Carl Scream Fight. And this is a video where, Talking Carl is apparently an iPhone app where it repeats what it hears at a pitch shifted up. And so what this one does is, this video is of two of these running side by side, so they keep hearing what the other one says and trying to pitch shift it up, and it quickly degenerates into just complete digital noise. It's very, I am sitting in a room.
Now approaching MacArthur Station.
There's a video called 8-Bit Mac Throwdown by Transformer D. Roboter. It's like a cover of a Michael Jackson song that I forget the name of, that uses the Mac startup sound as a sample of the song. That's a pretty good song.
San Francisco passengers, get on board the San Francisco train.
Here's a video called 100 Ways to Love a Cat, Ways 1 through 100, and it's like a 40-minute long video where they sing 100 verses, and where each verse is a way you can love a cat. It's just like, don't squeeze their paws hard. That's one of the ways. Here's a video called San Francisco Rush Rave Rush, and it's a Nintendo 64 port of San Francisco Rush, and it has a soundtrack that's full of like drum loops and vocal samples, and it's very unusual, it's hard to tell whether it's deliberate, but it's certainly not mainstream, and it's sort of like you can interpret it as bad, but I just love it. I just love listening to it. There's a video called Is Chewbacca Trapped in My Nightstand, and it's like a guy whose nightstand squeaks like Chewbacca sounds. And keeps doing that because it's funny.
Didn't get it, and her reaction to the bouncer of being upset was taking off her dress. That was her reaction to the situation.
Here's a video called Weezer Shreds Kiss Shreds. And Shreds is a series of videos where this guy, St. Sanders or Saint Sanders or something, some word, other word, he takes music videos or live performances and overdubs them with horrible performances that match the visual performance, so it looks like they're playing that, but it's not the original audio. And then Weezer took that and started, and took the video Kiss Shreds and actually learned to play it live. And this performance, it's a live performance of that piece. It's a video called Bach Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 First Movement Allegro. And it's a video of the Bach Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 First Movement Allegro, which is a piece that I enjoy listening to, so that's why I like that video. Here's a video called Two Small Box in Maru, and it's just, here's a cat that doesn't fit in this box, but he tries to sleep in the box anyway, despite not fitting in it. And he's just kind of sitting there, not in the box, but sort of in the box. Here's a video called Girl Goes Crazy with Her Cam's Special Effects, and it's just like a girl with the special effects on her webcam and just enjoying it. Like, she did the spiral face thing and is laughing at it. A video called Iro Rontala New Trio Shit Catapult, and it's a band called Iro Rontala New Trio, and they have a song called Shit Catapult. It's a pretty good song. It's got Iro Rontala playing piano and then two other guys, and they're playing a song. I like that song. There's a video called Iro Rontala New Trio Viking 69. It's another good song by those guys. Or it's the three of them. It's a guy playing guitar and then a guy beatboxing. Here's a video called Amazing Video, planets viewed from Earth as if they... I think the ellipsis is eliding the text, where the distance of the moon, and it's just like, here's a bunch of terrifying visages of planets way too close to your face. Like, I remember Jupiter being surprisingly terrifying. There's a video called Chairlift, Evident Utensil, which is a music video by a band called Chairlift, doing a song called Evident Utensil, and they do this, data moshing effects where they... cut out some keyframes from the video, and they only have the tween frames that morph the existing frame. And so it's just weird things where, like, it goes right from one shot and that morphs into a different shot, sort of. A video called Heinz Automato 4, which is like, here's a robot that puts ketchup on things but does a really bad job, and that's the joke. Yeah, it doesn't know how to put ketchup on things properly, but it tries anyway. There's a video called Super Mario Brothers Next Gen AAA, which takes Super Mario Brothers and redoes the soundtrack to be realistic sound effects. So there's like realistic footsteps and things like that. The video called Kolio Kolev, Serbian Folo, which is like the Serbian guy playing music on his keyboards. It's pretty good music. I was pleased. Here's a video called Elk Calf Plays in Puddle, and it's a video of an elk calf playing in a puddle. And there's a video called Cookie the Little Penguin at the Cincinnati Zoo, and it's a video of a little penguin being tickled and making funny penguin noises. It's pretty adorable. There's a video called Rebecca Black Friday as performed by Bob Dylan, where some guy who sounds kind of like Bob Dylan performs Friday. It's, I don't know, it's kind of convincing. Seems about like what he would do, how he would sound. There's a video called The Cockatiel Sings If You're Happy and You Know It, and it's a video of the cockatiel singing If You're Happy and You Know It, which is pretty adorable. It's a very happy bird.
Final destination of the train is Fremont. Douglas Pleasanton passengers also board the
There's
train.
A video called,
transfer at the next stop, Lake Merritt.
Where the Hell Is Matt 2008, and it's this guy who keeps dancing in front of like vistas and monuments, and there's people who come join him sometimes, and it's sponsored by Stride Gum. There's a video called KK Ragtime Sight Read By, and the rest is like Tom Breyer. You know, it's an ellipsis. I remember this because it was Tom Breyer sight reading KK Ragtime by KK Slider. There's a video called Cookie Monster Chews Over a New Game Idea, and it's Tim Schafer pitching Once Upon a Monster to the Cookie Monster, and it's pretty funny. I like that video. There's a video called Gerstmann Sings Some Complicated, and it's Jeff Gerstmann playing Karaoke Revolution and singing the Avril Lavigne song Complicated. This was uploaded like right after he was fired from GameSpot, and so it's like this all is emotional performance, not like an emotional performance, but it's emotional in the context of him just having been fired for no apparent reason. Here's a video called Mariachi Connecticut Serenades a Beluga Whale, And it's a video of a mariachi band singing to a whale. It's a pretty good, pretty entertaining video. And I think the whale is kind of into it. At least he looks like he's into it. So that's cool. Whales like music too. Here's a video called No Luca No, worst Xbox Live indie game ever, and it's a video of somebody playing a game called No Luca No, where you try to stop your pet cat from eating your cereal. Here's a video called Black Cat Yawn and Pounce, and it's a video of a cat yawning and pouncing. And the notable part of this video is that right before the pounce, you can see the cat's pupils, like, seriously dilate. And that's a pretty cool thing to see. Like, oh man, it's super excited about pouncing on this thing that it's pounceable. There's a video called Deus Ex 3 Takedowns Are Complicated, and it's a video of, like, protagonist of Deus Ex 3 walking up to a kidnapper and a hostage standing next to each other, and he gets the takedown prompt, and it's the double takedown prompt, and he pushes the takedown button and he takes them both down. He bangs their heads together, and that's pretty funny the way that happened. There's a video called Everyone Watches Hitler Eat, and it's a bunch of shots of Hitler eating cut with reaction shots of people looking at him eat. It's pretty funny to see. He doesn't really seem to notice that people are watching him eat. Chung, like, suggesting or exhorting Bill Gates to jump over a chair, and he just jumps over it, and she's super excited about it, because it's a cool thing to do. There's a video called Disaster Piece Music from Fez Live at PAX East 2011, and it's Rich Vreeland uploading concert footage of him playing a song, the title screen music from Fez, and there's, like, really good drumming in it, which there isn't in the actual version of that. Oh, here we are. I'll see you next week.